We are going to read from chapter 6. I know I promised you some other time. I said, well, we are going through the book of Daniel. But I didn't mean to do it chronologically. I was going to jump in between. If you get time, read chapter 2 on your own. It actually tells us of what is happening today. Lion, iron and clay will not cling together. There is that statue that the king saw in his dream. I like the bit where it says, iron and clay will not cling together. I'm encouraging you to go and read that. Right today, throughout the world, there is no empire that is going to cling. Iron and soil can't, clay can't cling together. We have heard the EU, they are crushing their heads. We are going to have a referendum because iron and clay can't cling together. We have it, the Soviet Union is now no more. In Africa, we've had Africa Union. Well, it's just a gathering. They cannot agree on anything, but they always group together. It's coming from Daniel 2. Read about that statue. And when you read about it and see what it says and what's happening in the world today, no empire will cling together. Only the empire of Jesus Christ will remain forever. Right, let's read together from verse 15. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed. So the king gave the order and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. A stone was brought and placed on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice. Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to rescue from the lions? Daniel answered, may the king live forever. My God send his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty. The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of the kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. May the Lord bless his word. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for your word that speaks the truth. Father, the life of Daniel will help us to understand and to acknowledge what you can do in our lives. Father, for those who call upon your name, Lord, they will be rescued. You rescued Daniel from the jaws of the lions. The mouths of the lions were shut. Father, we too, whatever we encounter in our lives, when we call upon your name, the mouths will be shut. Father, we pray and ask for understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. May you have on the screen there my theme, please. My theme is, who do you fear? We simply attempt to be fearful when others are greedy, and to be greedy only when others are fearful. Isn't that beautiful? But my question this morning is, whom do you fear? There are some people, or maybe wives or husbands, when it's now time to go home, they dread going home. Because it's like a battlefront when they get back home. Even children, if they've been at school or in the playground, when it's time to go home, they dread going home. So in that situation, when someone asks you that question, whom do you fear? I fear my parents, that's why I don't want to go home. I fear my husband, when I get home, he's like a lion. I fear my wife, when I get home, she doesn't stop. So some people will say, I can't go back home. A man was traveling with his grandson in the car, in the middle of nowhere, the engine stopped. When that happened, it was in the bush. To his surprise, his grandson was in the middle of his sleep. He was not even moved an inch. When granddad tried to wake him up and ask them, why are you not fearful of what's happening? He said, I will tell you later. So they carried on with their journey. After some time, the engine stopped again. To his surprise, his grandson was not even worried. You know, granddad, as we always sometimes do, he raised his voice. Wouldn't you show some fear in you? Granddad, I told you, I will tell you later. So granddad smiled and said, okay, grandson, tell me now. You promised me earlier that you will tell me later. I don't fear anything because I'm with you. Wasn't that a great answer? Though the granddad was saying, well, we're in the middle of the bush and the car is now stopped. The grandson was enjoying his sleep. He wasn't even moved an inch because the granddad was on his side. I fear nothing because I'm with you. Going back to the story of Daniel being having been thrown in the lion's den, I think in his mind he was saying, I fear nothing because I'm with you. Daniel, according to the story, he had survived three regimes. Darius is the new king who is now coming in. He sets up about 120 steps and three governors. One of them was Daniel. At this time, the story of Daniel, yes, it could be from the chapters that we've read, it can look composed together. He's now 84 years old. The last time I preached to you about Daniel a week ago, is last week, Daniel was only 15 years, but today is now 84. Time has moved, isn't it? We are now speaking of an 84 man who said, we want vegetables and water only. When they ate vegetables and water only, they were strong, very intelligent, and wise as well. You could even tell the dreams that you have. You say, well, I dreamt of something last night. Can you predict my dream? He could just go like that because God had given him wisdom. So now we came to this kingdom where Darius is now in charge. Darius could have had history of this young man. He's now an old man. He knows what is behind Daniel's CV. And then some people are coming, accusing him. He said, I won't pray to your gods. Small letter. He refused to do that. He remained praying and worshiping his God, who is the only God. So his friends tried to make up his story. And he was brought before the Lord, before the king. He didn't change his statement. He remained who he was. This morning, I want you to go back a little bit on Jesus' sermon on the mount. Jesus talks about salt and light. Jesus said it is better to have that character of a salt. But when salt loses its saltiness, what do? We throw it away, right? What about if we light a light? Do we put it under a table or on top of the table? On top of the table. It is also the same in society where we are. We are salt of the society where we are. We are light of that society where we are. Don't compromise to anything. Remain that salt that Jesus is talking about in the book of Matthew. That you are the salt in the world. You are the light where you are. This is what Daniel is demonstrating here. These guys accused Daniel. Daniel was not corrupt. He was an upright man. You heard his statement when we read earlier on there. He said, King, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. You know my CV is upright. But those officers were jealousy of Daniel. Brothers and sisters, remember we are in a persecuted world. We are in a lion's den. But if God is on our side, the lions won't be able to open their mouth for us if we remain upright. Doesn't Peter say we should be alert to avoid being devoured by a lion? The devil is like a lion prowling, ready to attack. Forget about the lion in Daniel's lion's den. We are in that particular situation because the devil, the moment he knows that you are a believer, those are the people you want. Because those who don't believe in Jesus Christ, the devil is not worried because they are on his side already. You and me, we are the people who are under attack. Be alert. The lion is there to attack. Now, officers became jealous of Daniel's character and they fabricated the stories and gave a false report to the king. Do you know there are some people who are jealous of your marriage? Behind your back, they go to your husband or to your wife, telling him or her fibs. It mustn't bother you because God is on your side. Your marriage is sanctioned from heaven. Even at work, there are some people who fabricate stories about your performance. As long as God is on your side, they won't prosper. God will shut their mouth. Even they say whatever they say against you, God will protect you because he's a God who is a protecting God. Don't worry about people who are jealous in your life. There are always people who are going to be jealousy. But because God is on your side, don't bother. Daniel, we hear that when his friends were accusing him, he went back to his room. 3 times he was praying facing Jerusalem. What do we learn from there? We are being encouraged always to be able to devote some time before God. Devotions, ladies and gentlemen. We are being encouraged for devotions. This week you heard earlier on Rini saying, I'm going somewhere, fleshly, for minister's quiet day. Yes, ministers can be going for a quiet day. You also, as Daniel had that devoted time to his God, have such times in your lives as well. This is what we are learning from Daniel. Do you devote some of your time to pray to God on your own? Don't wait for Sunday service on Sunday. At home, in your house. Sit down and pray to God. As we carry on with Daniel's story, Darius gave out a decree that Daniel must be brought before the palace. After the officers had convinced the king, they brought him before the king. Daniel, the man of God, is being accused of something he hasn't done. I find something funny here. Listen to this. Why the men are confused? Let's look at verse 12 together. In Daniel chapter 6, you'll find something funny in that story. Are you there with me? So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree. Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except you, your majesty, will be thrown into the lion's den? Do you see the god? It's small letter G. But Daniel is praying to a god with a capital letter G. So where is his mistake? Because Darius didn't give such a decree. He gave a decree to those who are praying to a small god. So this morning, are you worshiping a small god? Are you worshiping a small god instead of the God with a capital letter G? What is that which is on your top list? What comes on your top list? We might look at these fellows who said that Daniel was not listening to what the decree that has been given. But what about ourselves? As we live our lives, what is on top of our list every day when we wake up? Is it our God with a capital letter G? Or there's a small gods that are on top of our list? Can it be money? Can it be cars? Are you possessed with something else which is not God? I leave that with you. Now, if you are like that, whereby your top list is the small letter G, we have become like professional, Christian professionals of the dot-com generation. If the top of your list is not a capital letter G, God, I'm warning you, you need to change your ways. When you are thrown in the lion's den, they will eat you because God is not on your side. You heard those who were accusing Daniel. The king said, because of what they have done, the only God to be worshipped is Daniel's God. They were taken to the lion's den. Before they touched the ground, their bones were crushed and eaten by the lions. It depends what's on top of your list. If you have a God with a small letter G, the lion's mouth are waiting for you to crush your bones. What about Daniel? Marvelous, miraculous deliverance by God. This is what people, God's people, will get. Once God is on your side, your rescue is a marvelous rescue. Daniel says, my God, shut the mouth of the lions. King came back in the morning thinking Daniel is no more. But Daniel was already eaten. Was still alive. He was not eaten by the lions. I don't know why the king was calling his name. Someone who has been thrown in the lion's den. And the king comes in the morning and even sealed the entrance to the lion's den. Daniel, are you there? I want to tell you, my friend, your friends or your enemies, they might even wish bad things to happen to you. If God is on your side, nothing bad will consume you. Can someone with the King James open Isaiah 59 verse 19? I want to be part of it. Michael, if you have a King James, please. Who has got a King James this morning? Isaiah 59 verse 19. God will shut the mouth of the lions. So in whatever your enemies are doing to you, God will do something. Read the B part of it. Diana, if you've got it. Yep. Yes. Yes, read the whole thing.
Sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard
Amen. That's the bitter one. Whatever your enemies might wish you, God will raise the standard so you will defeat them. Whatever weapon is set against you will not prosper because you call the name of God. Amen. Amen. Yes. So this is how Daniel escaped the jaws of the lion. The same God today will do the same things to you. You'll escape anything as long as you fear God. Whom do you fear? God, this is what is. Is it me? Right. Technology. I'm somewhere already. Yes. Doesn't Isaiah say so? That any weapon set against you will not prosper. The king thought he had thrown Daniel in the lion's den. When he gets up in the morning, he's no more. He's been eaten by the lion. My dear brothers and sisters, even if you are thrown in the lion's den, as long as you call the name of the Lord Jesus, you won't be eaten. I want to assure you that. You won't be eaten because the Lord is on your side. The king, Darius, sent a message to the people of every race and nation and language throughout the world. Peace and prosperity. Peace and prosperity I'm sending to you this morning. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear because the God of Daniel. For he is a living God and he will endure forever. I told you earlier on about the story in chapter 2 about that huge statue made of different metals. When you come to the feet, it says iron and clay are part of that statue. But iron and clay will not cling together. It's only the kingdom of God that will cling together. Brethren, as I said earlier on in my theme, whom do you fear? Darius himself, though he didn't believe in Daniel's God, in the end he said, this is the true God. I decree everyone in my region or throughout my area to worship this God. Fear and reverence for God is the key in your life. Whom do you fear? Remember, fear God and remain corrupt free. Fear God and be honesty. Fear God and maintain your integrity. Jesus maintained his integrity because he said, I see the Father doing what I am also doing. So that's my assurance to you this morning. If you fear God, you will prosper. If you fear God, you avoid corruption. If you fear God, your integrity remain upright. Let's pray together. Lord and Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your word that reminds us that you are the only God. Father, for those who believe